Brother and Sister Hagen, do you approve of the marriage of your son, Daniel Jacob, with Alice Maria Westerveld? Brother and Sister Westerveld, do you approve of the marriage of your daughter, Alice Maria, with Daniel Jacob Hagen?
We do.
Who gives this woman to this man? A hearty welcome to you all. Thank you for joining us to witness the solemnization of the marriage of Daniel Jacob Hagen and Alice Maria Westerveld. As we proceed in doing so, we confess that we cannot do that on our own, but that our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Let us also confirm that confession by singing together number 227 in our Trinity Psalter hymnal, How Great Thou Art. Let us now unite our hearts and minds in prayer to God. Almighty God, how great thou art. How great thou art as you manifest yourself in this world in all your glory and power. And you manifest yourself in creation and recreation. How great you are indeed when we see your handiwork, but also when we see and hear of your love and grace in Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we are together here to solemnize a marriage in the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel and Alice, they want to be united in holy marriage, and they do so in the unity of their true faith in Jesus Christ. Indeed, Father, you are so great as to give in your love your only Son in order to redeem us and deliver us from sin and death. And you have set us apart that we may share in all the benefits of Jesus Christ. Yes, Father, we are on a journey, and we all will come into your holy presence at a time that you have determined. That's also on our mind this afternoon. We were here 3 weeks ago as well, and we were here in grief and sorrow. Today we are here in joy and gladness. Both are gifts of yours. Both are possible in the Lord Jesus Christ, for we can rejoice in him always. Rejoice in the comfort that we receive, and rejoice in the joy that we receive. For we also sang about your plan of salvation. You are sovereign, and we acknowledge that at this time as well. Sovereign in the way you have planned this world. Sovereign in the way you have revealed your grace and your love. Sovereign also in the times that you determine, which also are in your hands, a time to live and a time to die, a time to rejoice and a time to mourn, a time for marriage and a time in which that marriage ends. It's all in your plan. And under your providential care, you have brought us here together now to rejoice with Dan and Ollie, because you have given them to each other in order to continue that journey together in the Lord, in the same confession of your sovereignty, in the same dependence upon your providential care. And they want to continue that journey in your name. They want to complete it to your glory at the time that you have determined for that completion. Father, that is on our hearts indeed, on the hearts of the Hagens and the Skifferts, on the hearts of Rachel, also on the hearts of all of us. For we weep with each other and we rejoice with each other because we belong to each other. We belong to Jesus Christ with body and soul, in life and in death. That gives us strength to proceed. That gives us courage to entrust ourselves to your care and to your way. And therefore, Father, we ask for a blessing over this joyous occasion. We pray that you will help us to focus on the purpose of this ceremony. And we thank you that we may share in the joy and gratitude of Dan and Ollie, who have looked forward to this day so much, and at times with trepidation, at times with the fear of a cloud being over it. But today, Father, we may receive a wonderful day, a glorious day, a day which they will remember throughout their married life, a day which we all will remember because of these mixed emotions, a day which we all participate in by faith in Jesus Christ. And then we may be assured of your blessing. Then we may be assured of your comfort. We may be assured also that our joy and gladness are a joy and gladness in the Lord Jesus Christ. For he has restored life and he has given us hope. Hope for the future. Hope on our wedding day. Hope in a broken world. Hope in which we may rejoice. Because that hope softens sorrow. And that hope assures us that all things will be working together for good for those who love you. And that's what we do. We love you, Father. We love you in Jesus Christ. And we thank you that in him we may be together. And in his name we may ask you for a blessing. Amen. At this occasion, bride and bridegroom have selected to read Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Joshua chapter 1, the first 9 verses. If you want to read along in the Pew Bible, it is page 210. Page 210. Joshua 1, starting at verse 1, this is the word of God. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's our scripture passage. Let us respond by singing together, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, Trinity Psalter Hymnal 466, the stanzas 1 and 2.
Thank you.
wedding text that Daniel and Alice have chosen, we find in that last verse, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Dear Dan and Ollie, parents, grandparents, relatives, friends, brothers and sisters, the choice of text for this occasion evidently was chosen in connection with the recent developments in the Hagen and in the Schiffords families. The passing away of Jake, Dan's brother-in-law and Ollie's cousin. When we came together to discuss the order of the ceremony, the texts and songs and the reception, everything was still uncertain. Yet, however the situation with Jake's illness and death would develop and its timing with regard to the wedding day of Dan and Ollie, we knew that it could be a dark cloud over the day. The Lord, in his sovereign plan, has taken away this uncertainty as well as this cloud. We may rejoice with Dan and Ollie, while we also are comforted regarding Jake's passing, thanks to the fact that we may rejoice in the Lord always. He is our only comfort, and he gives us hope and joy even in our darkest hours. This is shown also in this first chapter of the book of Joshua, and in the text Dan and Ollie have chosen. Joshua is a prophetic book. That means, to say it with Paul in Romans 15, it's told you in such a way that you can learn much of it for today. It was written to instruct and teach us in order that we through perseverance would find comfort and encouragement in the scriptures, and that we would continue to live in hope. We all need this very much today as well. Perseverance, comfort, encouragement, hope. Especially for our young people, our young couples, the passing of Jake had an enormous effect. 7 years of marriage, that's not long when you are about to be married, or when you have been married just a short few years. The effect this could have may be worry, concern, anxiety, and uncertainty of the future. Then it's in the message of this passage in the book of Joshua that the Lord is coming to us to deliver us from the many worries, holding up to us just this one concern. Go forward with the Lord. Go forward with his word, his will. That's the message, the gospel for Dan and Ollie. When you get married in the Lord, there is just this one concern, that you move forward walking strongly and courageously according to the commands of the Lord, and all things will work together for good and will be turned to your benefit, your profit, when you love the Lord. That's the one concern in the midst of all those uncertainties of life. Then you won't be moved and tremble in terror when things happen in your life that you had never counted on. Indeed, you do know that all sorts of things can happen. Whatever happens, however, the Lord will show himself in his steadfast love and faithfulness. If thou must suffer, God to guide thee, and hope in him through all your ways, he will give you strength and courage. To see how true and important this is, beloved, it will be good to have a closer look at this first chapter in the book of Joshua. Arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people. Imagine such a command. That is easier said than done. Yes, consider such a command when just the mighty leader Moses had passed away, as if there is a bridge close by over the River Jordan, as if there isn't a mighty enemy standing ready on the other side in order to send his people back over the Jordan instantly. We can understand that with such a daunting challenge before him, Joshua stood in need of this encouragement from the Lord. Be strong and courageous. We read that the Lord encourages Joshua three times with these words. Strength and courage, those are the important conditions for the success of Joshua's mission. The Lord says it three times because the Lord knows man. He knows Joshua, and he knows us. We need such encouragement time and time again. In these three times that the Lord encourages Joshua, you can sense also some of Joshua's reluctance. It is striking, however, beloved, how the Lord fills that in. God did not offer him any clues about how to bring thousands of people across a raging, swelling river. Nor did he provide him with an elaborate military strategy to meet the enemy on the other side. Joshua's readiness, however, did not rest on strategy to meet the enemy or on skill. It's not a strong body or the courage of a hero that he needs. No, strength and courage in faith. It's not as if Joshua is urged to step into the big shoes of Moses. You don't have to do more than moving forward with me, the Lord says. Everything depended instead upon the total reliability of God's word. He told him wherein his strength and courage lay. He said, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." The Lord promises success. I will be with you. Hence, Joshua can go ahead. He will prove himself by a strong obedience to God's covenant law. How encouraging this text, this context is indeed, Dan and Ollie, when you think about it. I am with you wherever you go. This promise of the Lord hasn't been reserved for an individual, a special person like Moses. I am with you. That's a promise in the Lord's covenant with his people. The covenant of the Lord, however, has two parts. Hence, Moses' successor has to deal with both the Lord's promise and demands, which are closely interrelated. This promise has to bring Joshua and the Lord's people to the activities and actions of faith. This promise must be the great motivator in the holy war. If this faith in the truth of God's promises would fail or be lacking, Joshua will lose his strength. Then he will get the Lord against him. Joshua is called to faith and obedience to the word of God. Not a good strategy or a strong resolve will be the secret of his success, but the wisdom of God's law. The Lord will help, but not under all circumstances. He takes his covenant seriously, both promise and demand. Be strong and courageous by making the right choice every time. Joshua has to be a hero in the knowledge of God's word. He has to read that word. Read it himself, day and night, considering it, concentrating on it. Now this, Dan and Ollie, we all have to do too. Our greatest concern today would be that we are not living from God's word. God's word makes Joshua, makes you into a different man and woman. A strong and courageous man and woman. Today we also have a Joshua in our midst. Jesus. The same name, just a different language, not Hebrew but Greek. The Lord saves, it means. You and we follow Jesus, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. Speaking about being strong and courageous, if there ever was one, it was Jesus. Also, when he went through a valley, a deep valley, not just of the shadows of death, but through death itself, through total death, eternal death. Strong and courageous, that's what and how he is. He is it also as he is leading us on the way to the promised land. He wants to make you this too. Strong and courageous. That way you will look like him more and more. Show his image more and more. How? Well, in the same way as with Joshua at that time, by speaking to you, encouraging you, giving his promises to you so that you will trust him, so that you will begin to live for him and follow him. And then you will have to realize that you have a lot more words of God than Joshua did that time. He received the law, the five books of Moses, which were laid upon his heart. You, however, have so many more books, 66, the entire word of God. Read it day and night. Read your Bible. Pray every day. How? How are you going to do this? Are you going to do it going through the motions as a routine, reading a piece and laying the Bible away? Or do you hold on to what you read? Also, when you put your Bible away after your devotions, do you ponder it? Meditate on it, asking yourself, what's the Lord saying to me here and now? And why does he say it? What does he want me to do with it? That's how you will grow in your faith and become stronger in your confidence and trust in the Lord. Beloved, you know what faith is? That you won't look at yourself any longer, but to God. It's seeking it in yourself no longer, but outside of yourself in Jesus Christ. Joshua's crossing over will bring him right away into the heart of hostile territory. That's where he cannot and may not avoid the battle. We cannot and may not do so either, avoid the battle, as Paul describes it, against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places, Ephesians 6. Also, the battle against sin, against the weak I. We too have a promise in the midst of this battle, just like Joshua. We will be more than conquerors through him who loves us, Romans 8. When God is for us, who can be against us? Thus, he encourages again and again, look at me, listen to me. How encouraging this all is, beloved. I am with you. I am with you all the days to the end of the age. That is the power of the church. However, what the church is facing today is challenging even more and daunting. Her task, therefore, is holding on to the truth of God's word in a world that is filled with the lie. It is keeping ourselves undefiled from the influences and thoughts and lifestyle of a life that is instigated by the evil one. Rather, also in a marriage in the Lord, we are to show a different life. We are to exert a different influence by the gospel of Jesus Christ, showing in everything that you are a Christian. Consequently, in a world in which Christianity is no longer valued, God's promises, Dan and Ollie, God's promises, beloved, God's promises have been fulfilled and will be fulfilled gloriously. As long as you hold on to these promises the way the Lord gave them to Joshua and fulfilled them. Also, the way the Lord Jesus gave them in his Sermon on the Mount. You will be blessed when you are humble in heart. Then his heavenly kingdom is yours. You will possess the world. No, in that kingdom, you won't be welcome just like that. Jesus demanded humility, mercy, purity, peace, gentleness, and so forth. Thanks be to God, though, he assures and exhorts Joshua, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I will not leave you or forsake you. Dan and Ollie, every Sunday again, you will be reminded of these words when the Lord gives you his blessing along into a new week. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. These are encouraging words when you are crossing over into a new week. Also, when you are entering upon a new life, a married life in the Lord. Your help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, he is with you in his Son, Jesus Christ. Thus, you can be strong and courageous. Amen. Let us respond by singing together, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Thank you.
We will now proceed to the solemnization of marriage. If you would like to read along in the form, you find it in this book of forms and prayers, page 84. We are assembled here in the presence of God for the purpose of joining in marriage Daniel Jacob Hagen and Alice Maria Westervelt. Since the consistory has received no lawful objections, we may now proceed to the solemnization of their marriage in the name of the Lord. Therefore, let us reverently call to mind what the Word of God teaches us about marriage. The holy bond of marriage was instituted by God at the very beginning of history. He created man in his own image, supplied him with many blessings, gave him dominion over all things, and said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. We therefore believe that in marriage God gives a man and a woman to each other as husband and wife, and as an institution of God it must be held in honor among all. Since they are united by his hand, nothing shall separate them in this life." Our Lord Jesus honored marriage by his presence at the wedding in Cana and confirmed it as an institution of God, as an honorable state, and as a lasting bond when he declared, "What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." God has made marriage a strong bond. He hates divorce. And our Lord Jesus Christ explains in these words, "Whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery." Since the Lord forbids immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband, so that our bodies may be preserved as a temple of the Holy Spirit, and we may glorify God in our body. The Apostle Paul shows the exalted nature of marriage when he calls it a symbol of the mystical union of the Savior and the Church, his redeemed bride, commending it as a state honorable among all. The Word of God also teaches us the purpose of marriage. First, husband and wife shall live together in sincere love and holiness, helping each other faithfully in all things. Secondly, by marriage, the human race is to be continued and increased. Thirdly, by marriage, the advancement of the kingdom of God is to be promoted. This purpose calls for loving devotion to each other and a common responsibility for the nurturing of children in the true knowledge and fear of the Lord, which the Lord may give them as his heritage and as parties to his covenant. For the home which marriage establishes, the Lord ordained that the man should be the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and that he should protect her and provide for her in love. A love which, if exercised in the Spirit and after the example of Christ, will be conducive to mutual happiness. God also ordained that the wife should be subject to the husband in all things according to his word, showing him respect even as the church does to Christ. Thus, the liberty of both husband and wife is glorified by mutual loyalty to God's law. A home so begun in the name of the Lord and regulated by His commandments becomes the very foundation of a Christian society and affords a foretaste of the eternal home. Marriage, then, is a divine ordinance intended to be a source of happiness, an institution of the highest significance to the human race, and a symbol of the union of Christ and His church. We may, therefore, as Christians, look with confidence for grace in the discharge of our mutual responsibilities and for guidance and help in our common difficulties and trials. May I now ask you to come forward. And now, Daniel, Jacob, Hagen, Alice, Maria Westerveld, having heard from the Word of God the teaching concerning marriage, do you agree with it? And do you desire to enter into this holy state of marriage as ordained by God? Daniel, and what is your answer, Alice?
I do.
May the Lord confirm the desire and purpose of your hearts, and may your beginning be in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Please repeat after me. I, Daniel Jacob Hagen.
I, Daniel Jacob Hagen.
Take you, Alice Maria Westerveld.
Take you, Alice Maria Westerveld.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
I promise before God and all who are present here.
I promise before God and all who are present here.
To be your loving and faithful husband.
To be your loving and faithful husband.
I will love you and give myself up for you.
Love you and give myself up for you.
As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad.
I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad.
In riches and in poverty.
In riches and in poverty.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
I will serve you with tenderness and respect.
I will serve you with tenderness and respect.
And encourage you to develop the gifts that God has given you.
And encourage you to develop the gifts which God has given you.
And never forsake you.
And never forsake you.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
Hold right hands. I, Alice Maria Westerveld.
I, Alice Maria Westerveld.
Take you, Daniel Jacob Hagen.
Take you, Daniel Jacob Hagen.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
I promise before God.
I promise before God.
And all who are present here.
And all who are present here.
To be your loving and faithful wife.
To be your loving and faithful wife.
I will love you and submit to you.
I will love you and submit to you.
As the church loves and submits to Christ.
As the church loves and submits to Christ.
I promise to be true to you in good times and bad.
I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad.
In riches and poverty.
In riches and in poverty.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
I will serve you with tenderness and respect.
I will serve you with tenderness and respect.
And encourage you to develop the gifts that God has given you.
And encourage you to develop the gifts which God has given you.
And never forsake you.
And never forsake you.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
May I have the rings? Then, do you give this ring as a token of your constant faithfulness and abiding love to Alice?
I do.
Alice, do you give this ring as a token of your constant faithfulness and abiding love to Dan?
I do.
After you have exchanged your vows and exchanged your rings, is there any other way in which you would like to confirm your vows to each other? Go ahead. I now pronounce you Daniel Jacob Hagen and Alice Maria Westerveld, husband and wife. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, what therefore God has joined together, let no one separate. From this day forward, as you travel life's pathway together, may the Father of all mercies, who of his grace has called you to this holy state of marriage, bind you together in true love and faithfulness, and grant you his blessing. Dan and Ali, since we cannot expect anything from ourselves, you shall kneel before the Lord, and we shall pray with you and for you, that he may enable you to fulfill your vows and grant you his blessing. As introduction to our prayer, we will first sing together Psalm 134, stanzas 1 and 2. Merciful and gracious God, of whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named, we ask you to set your seal of approval upon the marriage which our brother and sister have begun this day. Give them your fatherly benediction. Grant them grace and your Holy Spirit to fulfill with pure and constant affection the vow and covenant made between them. Guide them in the way of righteousness and peace, that loving and serving you with one mind and heart all the days of their life, they may be abundantly enriched with the tokens of your everlasting favor in Christ Jesus our Lord. In all of life's experiences, lift up your countenance upon them, that they may be thankful in prosperity and patient in adversity. May their marriage be fruitful. Grant them wisdom and strength to build a home which shall be to the glory of your name and the coming of your kingdom. May they live together many years, and in the hour of death, may they part in the blessed hope of celebrating forever with all the saints of God the marriage of Christ and the church he loved. Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now all rise and sing our benediction on this union by turning to Psalm 134, stanza 3. You stay. No.
Thank you.
I invite Brother Bruning to come forward for the presentation of the Bible.
Dan Nally, on behalf of the Grace Reformed Church of Dunville, I'd like to present to you your wedding Bible. In Psalm 18, verse 30, it says, "As for God," I have it written down here. "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him." May God's word strengthen you, encourage you, and bless you as you walk this life together in marriage. Congratulations, and may the Lord richly bless you.
All rise and sing our closing song in number 265, "In Christ Alone."
Oh,
Ben and Ali, I also have to pass on congratulations from Mr. Doug Ford. He gave me the authority to solemnize this wedding, but he also gave me a very important certificate, Record of Solemnization of Marriage. It looks flimsy, but that's covenant paper. But it is very important. If you want to have a formal certificate and hang it on the wall, you would have to apply for it. If you want to have your name changed, this is what you need. And whatever else needs to be changed in your, I won't say it yet, in your new name, then you need this paper. So keep it in a good place. If you have a safe, keep it in there. Otherwise, keep it in your wedding Bible and you will be reminded of this day, every day. But anyway, this is a very formal moment in which it is my honor and pleasure to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Hagen.